Go ahead.
It's gone wrong.
Man, what's going to be up all night tomorrow when I edit in this, okay?
Good. I think that he should pull his weight, so I think it's about time.
I don't know if I can pull my weight.
I was being mean to Tony, but nobody got it.
I mean, is it because you're fat?
My joke was. Yeah.
Mine was good, because you suck.
Good catch.
Tony.
I think you could pull your own weight.
You think so?
Yeah.
I can't suck. How do I suck?
So? But that's like all on you. But when you're pulling your weight, you got like wheels and stuff.
I mean, and if you're pulling your weight, your legs are into it.
But do you think
it.
You
yeah.
can do it?
All arms.
When you're doing the pull-ups, yeah, it's all arms. I mean, these arms, they ain't strong.
Right.
Yep.
Is there a pulley system?
Mm-mm. No. If there was, it'd be
dude,
so easy.
Dude, I could pulley myself up.
I think 100%. Anybody can pulley
if I was
right?
attached to pulley, I could pulley myself.
Absolutely would be so down for polio.
Well, I think the pulley system is easier than like pull-ups though too
okay.
because like
the pulley takes the weight
yeah it takes yeah. like most of the weight and
yeah.
stuff
yeah
whereas like
yeah.
okay if I was attached to a rope
you are
over
the pulley
a tree
on the other.
I could pull myself up
okay Abe yeah
the fuck was that
I don't know
I
found my phone okay so you have to choose you have to pick one Abe
I Spider-Man
yeah you got Spider-Man Brett or Ashlyn which one are you saving
Well, if plus, he's Spider-Man and he's got two arms.
That's
he can do
true.
Both.
Yeah.
He can do both.
Yeah.
Well, plus you would have to put, I mean, because he's only got two arms, you'd have to put the three of us up there.
Yeah. The
which
three of
two
us.
Is
which
he
two
saving
of us,
out of the
two
three?
Of us are you saving?
Yep. It best be a
so
boy.
It's all three
best
of you.
Best be
oh,
a boy.
Wait, but what
you can
is,
get
okay.
new girlfriends.
Yeah, but you can't get new boys.
So it's all three of you guys?
Yes, all three of us. And you can only pick two.
What's the thing, though? Like, what's the life or death situation? Are like, we all on a fucking cliff? Because
yeah, we're on a cliff.
I 100%
yeah, we're...
I can pull myself up. I'm good, babe.
No.
Save these two weaklings.
No, like what if like Batman what? And Batman Returns? No, Batman Batman Forever scenario. You can only they're like we're on like
yeah.
things and we'll get being dropped at the same time.
Yep.
And you can only choose two
or,
of us.
Like maybe one person's on one 9/11 building, one's on the other building, and then one person's in a plane. Which two are you saving?
Can I be in a plane?
Yeah, Tony's in the plane.
So my decision's
dead.
Made for me.
What? No.
Oh, there's still two people out
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
huh?
You can only save two of us. Yep. Which one are you saving? Two are you saving?
Two of us.
So I would sabotage the plane. I'd take Tony out, and then I'd save both of you.
Boom.
Damn.
I'm sorry, Tony.
Shit.
You
sorry.
Died regardless.
You nominated to be the plane. I'm sorry.
He did a 9/11 scenario, and he knew what he was doing. So
he baited
tricked,
you.
He tricked you.
It sounds like he tricked you.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 166 of Brett and Tony with
hey.
Ash and Abe. I'm Abe.
I'm Brett.
I'm Furious.
I'm Furious.
I'm fast.
I'm Tony.
I'm family.
I'm Tony.
Family.
Damn, I'm left out.
Oh, I'm the one that left out.
You can,
don't
you
worry.
Can be
if you're left out in this one,
I'm embarrassment.
You'll be part of the family in the next one.
That's
hey,
true.
Next
so Abe and I are dead in this. Enjoy your life.
Why is he dead?
Because everybody had a Fast and Furious thing.
Abe just had one.
Yep, he made one.
So who was that left out?
No one, except for me.
So you were left out?
Yeah, I'm left out.
Except then he fixed it.
Then he fell off a cliff.
Yep.
So we're all Fast and
so
Furious.
I'm Brian.
Oh, Twee.
No.
It's worth a shot.
Make like a Brian and hit a Twee.
Okay.
I'm going to stop saying that.
I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Brett.
I didn't say my actual name.
Oh, I
thought
you were Abe. I'm Tony.
Hey! And this is episode 162 of Brett and Tony with Ash and Abe.
Be Tonys are the best Tonys.
Where we talk, because it's an even number.
Yep.
This is a topic episode.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing beef and cheese.
Beef and
baby.
Cheese, baby.
Beef 2.0.
3.0.
Oh.
Wait, are we actually, we're not doing the topic right now. We're doing the fucking
I don't know
movie.
What the fuck we're doing.
I thought we said we were going to start
no,
with the, because I'm so
just
mad at
talking.
Things.
I'm mad.
No.
I'm serious.
We can come up with more mad
Tony
things.
Keeps trying to like steal my memories and take my life.
Spoiler alert, next week,
what the fuck is
we're talking about beef and cheese.
This is episode number 166.
So close to that 169.
Is it really 166?
166. Yeah.
I was close with 62.
Yeah. I mean, I said it like 2 seconds before you did. But
No. It's the telepathy.
It's the telepathy.
The mean you have.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
I do have a telepathy with everybody at the table at some point in time.
Yep.
Except Ashton's is always constant.
Is it?
Yeah.
So
Constantine.
Yeah. Every time I take a shit,
Keanu Reeves.
So yeah, I am.
When we're sharing a brain, then
yeah,
you're still sharing a brain with her. So I'm kind of sharing a brain with her.
He's filtering all your shit into my head.
Oh, it probably needs filtered before.
Yeah,
it gets
it does.
To her.
Yeah.
Abe can take it.
Yeah, I can filter.
I've
out
been
the,
in that.
Wow,
mind.
That's a lot of feet.
I've been in his mind.
Yeah.
My mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
anyways.
A beautiful mind.
It is.
Speaking of a movie,
Jim Carrey.
This is a movie episode.
What the fuck?
You guys want to get it the fuck out of our system?
Let's do it.
I think we should did.
Get it the fuck out of our system right now.
Hey, that's some good editing though, Brett.
That was nice, Abe. Yeah. I liked that.
It was.
Nice growl.
Why did I get it all?
Can you still do the day shriek?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it.
And not indoors. I don't think it's a good idea.
I think it's the best idea ever.
Because it could like deafen people.
Like, so? We have headphones on.
Yeah, go.
Hold your.
Okay.
Yep. Awesome. I hope somebody was driving and got a wreck, though.
That messed up your throat, didn't it?
It did. I felt that one.
No. Have you smoked too many years for that now?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just getting over that sickness. So.
Oh, yeah, it's the sickness.
Yeah, Abe went down with the sickness.
I was
the other
down
week.
With the sickness.
Yep. Me too. I've been sleeping on floors and shit.
Yep. Have you guys seen that fucking video?
Which one?
I showed you that TikTok.
The karaoke people.
Oh, my God. It was so bad.
Yeah.
It was basically like what I just did. Ooh,
Did anybody see Jason Kelsey retired today?
Walla Walla Bing Bang.
What?
Jason Kelsey retired.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
The Kelsinator.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. He's trying.
How old is he?
I knew that.
36.
37.
I knew he was going to.
I mean, damn.
He's played center for 13 years professionally, though.
Yeah.
He's a center?
Yeah.
He doesn't look big enough to be a center. I mean, he's a big boy, but not for center big.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a center big. And he probably
wow.
Yeah, he's
good.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
He's one of the best centers of all time.
Yeah.
So.
Damn.
Nope, I did see that.
Good little.
Did you see what he? Did you see? Did you?
I watched the press conference.
Okay, you did. Did you see all the nice things he was saying about his wife?
Yeah. And his
fucking
and Travis.
Love.
It was like, yeah, cry.
Yeah.
I was taking a shit.
They were both crying. Both those Kelsey boys.
I was
boys.
Taking a shit crying while watching it on TikTok. Abe knows because that's when he's mine into my mind.
Yeah, that's when we share a mind.
Only when I'm shitting.
Yep. Yeah, 36. Retired.
Damn.
Yeah, because Travis Kelsey picked 87 because that was the year he was born.
He picked 80. That's his number? Like, that
yeah. Mean? That's Travis Kelsey's.
Gotcha.
Picked, four because it was his brother's.
Yeah, he was born in 1989. It's the same as.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She in 87?
Monumental
no,
album.
No, she was 1989 because the album 1989.
Yeah.
He's like 2 months older than her.
It's my wife that's 87.
Yeah. I can see how you got those confused.
Yep.
That makes sense.
And Ashlyn.
Yep.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Because always said Ashy Poo 77.
Yep.
That's a quick jump to 89 right there.
Yep.
To 87.
77 to 87?
But she's born in 89.
I thought
did I say 79?
I thought Ashy Poo 62.
No.
Oh, that'd be cute. It rhymes.
Yeah.
She was born
in 1962. I'm done with this. Let's get it the fuck out of our system. This is just going.
I think
stupid.
That's what this is.
That's stupid.
We're getting this out of our system.
I'm done with this.
All right. Well, Ashlyn, what do you need to get out of your system then?
Did I tell you guys I finished Bridgerton?
I don't think so.
I don't think you told us he started, did you?
No, she told us last time that she had been watching it.
And then I finished it all.
Hell yes.
In anticipation for the new season, which is March 16th?
No,
May something.
But
that's right.
Thankfully, Jersey Shore, Family Vacation, the new season just dropped. Actually, it dropped in February. I didn't know. But The Gentleman show
comes out
March
very
8th.
Soon.
Yeah. So next week I get to watch that. Before my surgery.
I have only ever seen the first movie.
I've never seen it.
Of what?
Isn't that the
Guy Ritchie?
Kingsman?
No.
Oh no.
No.
This
no?
is
I thought this was
it's Guy Ritchie. It's kind of like with Snatch and
Lock Stock.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it's basically
Oh my that's god, nice. I'm scared.
That's nice.
You guys, this is gonna be a scared episode.
I hope that picks up on the mics.
Tony will probably edit it out.
Get rid of the thunder.
It's not supposed to be there.
No, I'm trying to figure out this crackle.
Oh, crackle.
So no.
Can everybody just do this real quick?
I don't even hear anything.
Was it Abe? Okay, I think we're good. Anyway, I think we're good. But didn't even do it.
I told you I already did it. Okay. Yeah, when it started, I tried it on mine and didn't work.
Okay, I think we're good then.
No, it's the gentleman is apparently it was a movie that was released overseas and we didn't get it here.
Not
so
yet.
He's doing it kind of into a series, right? On Netflix.
Yep.
Netflix original series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. And it's got Kaya Effie from Skins.
Crawl.
It's got the Crawl Theo. Girl.
What did we just watch her in? She was in one of our movies, wasn't she?
I don't think so.
Because we just talked about her being in Crawl.
No, I was talking about The Gentleman, but that was not on podcast.
What movies have we watched podcast? I don't remember.
Three Ninjas.
Yeah, that was last
time. Okay, was she in Three Ninjas?
I don't think she was in Three Ninjas.
Or Swamp Thing.
Darn it.
I don't think she was in anything that we watched recently.
She's not. I would have been more excited.
Shouldn't I Dude Boy, no. Mexico 3?
Anyway, super excited for that. And then we've been playing dinosaurs all weekend.
What do you mean by dinosaurs?
Jurassic Park Evolution 2.
Oh, a new Jurassic Park game.
No, it's the same one that we were playing. We just took a break from it for a while.
Okay.
It's so good, dude.
I was kind of hoping that they made a dinosaurs.
How's that story like Fat Valley been?
The what?
It's fine.
Like you get
Stardew Valley.
You get to be on top of somebody's shoulders and hitting them with a.
Can I sell it on sale in the eShop this last week?
I mean, it's cool.
I thought about it, but I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience for those kind of games.
It's a grinder, man.
Yeah,
I've got too much patience for those kind of games.
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah, that. I can see.
Yeah. Yep.
You guys are stupid. And that sums me up. So feel
no
free
smut?
To move on.
No fucking smut.
So I finished that one book. I'm on the second book of it, and I'm almost finished with it. But this weekend I didn't listen to any.
Okay,
it's all right. There's going to be 6 books in the series, and it's going to follow each of the kingdoms, which is fine. It's whatever.
It's whatever.
I'm so unenthused tonight. Everything is just fine. There you go. That's me.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, take it over.
Dude, I haven't been doing anything either. I've been sick.
You're not one of those people that just like watches a lot of shit when you're sick?
Mm-mm.
No?
He would have been if it wasn't for me.
Well, oh, I can see
I'd have tried to cram some stuff in, but I don't know. I just haven't had I'm too indecisive is my big problem. So okay. I'll get stuck on little things.
Oh yeah. We watched Royal Pains.
Yeah. We've been watching Royal Pains, which is
the TV show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Kind of like a sitcom, but not really, more of a drama sitcom.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Other than that, I've been, still playing my GTA. I have been going back through all the missions and trying to get gold medals on all of them.
Nice.
Which is a lot of fun.
I used to do that on Angry Birds when I'd play that.
Yeah.
What? Angry Birds?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Abe used to be obsessed with Angry Birds,
dude. I was.
It is a great game.
And see, with those kind of games.
You laughed at me.
I did. It's so funny. Because of all things.
With those kind of games, I don't go to the next level unless I get. I'll do it like 2 or 3 times until I get a gold.
I want those 3 fucking stars. If I get 2 stars, I'm
There's
not
no
happy.
Point. There's no point in going forward. I want the 3. Just give me the 3.
No, I would be okay with. You know,
really?
I like forward progression.
I do too, but
I'm not like a completionist on the game like that.
It just drives me nuts because I'm like, I know I could do better, so I'm just going to do it again until I get it. So other than that, not much, man. Not much
not
at
much,
all.
Man.
I've been... For music wise, I've been Ashlyn found a new artist, Kiki Roswell. Is that what her name is?
Little Kiki.
Yeah, Kiki Rockwell. Kiki Rockwell.
Is this the same? This not the same Kiki from Crawl?
No, that's Kaya Skullinar.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Was she in the conference?
No.
I'm not going to put up with this all night, guys.
Wait, with what?
What?
With the nonsense.
I think Tony's was a legitimate question. I'm not sure about Brett's because Kiki and Kaya are pretty far apart.
Mine was nonsense.
Okay. It was fucking nonsense. Okay. He knows she wasn't in the conference.
I know. I shouldn't see my nonsense. You should know better, Abe.
Yeah, Abe.
He was defending me.
I was trying.
Well, stop.
But he didn't defend me.
No. Because he knows your
Kiki
nonsense.
Kiki and Kaya are so far apart. Because
he knows you're nonsensical.
So anyway, Kiki Rockwell, she has a very interesting style. It's kind of like a very witchy sound, and she makes a lot of quote-unquote feminine rage songs. But there's a really good one out called...
Burn Your Village.
Burn Your Village to the Ground or Burn Your Village Down.
I don't remember, but it's fucking good, dude.
Burn Your Village. Oh, I'm sorry. It started playing. Or did you play that?
He's playing it.
Oh. It threw me off. I was like, I didn't hit play.
I know.
But, yeah.
Very we love old, some feminine rage.
Very old worldy. But I've been going down this rabbit hole of feminine rage songs. And there's a lot of them that are really fun. They're really fun.
You're like, yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah, dude. I do. Like, this one has some really good lines about, like, you don't know what it's like to be the... I can't burn your motherfucking village to the ground. Sorry, I got distracted. There's a really good line in here about the, like, you don't know what it's like to be stuck in the crosshairs or something, like a deer.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I would hate to be a fucking woman.
Yeah.
Just,
sure. I'm digging this. I'm digging this.
No, I highly recommend this. Check it out, man. There's some. She doesn't have a lot of songs. Like, she has one full album.
No, I see she got like 300,000 listeners a month.
Yeah,
she's very independent.
Very independent. But yeah, sounds like I've been doing.
What about you?
Guess what I saw?
Oh, what'd you see?
The big sexy pick of the week.
The big sexy okay. pick of the week.
What's that?
Dune Part 2.
Oh.
Why the sexy pick?
I don't know, because I was just... Because
it's
was
been the one getting all the buzz.
It was like the big buzz movie of the week.
Nice, nice. Did you like it?
Mm.
It doesn't sound like yes.
Yes, I liked it, but yeah. I felt the 3 hours of like 49 minutes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Not 3 hours and 49. It was like 2:49.
2:49. Yeah. It would, not
can you imagine
like,
if it was almost 4 hours long?
I fucking die.
Fucking movie.
That'd be like Killing of the Flower Moon all over again.
Oh.
I just don't like long movies.
Yeah.
No,
I made it in. I made it in. But it was good, really good.
Yeah.
I give it 3.5.
Okay.
Bullet train. It's a perfect movie.
Hell yeah.
But if it was like...
Did you get the bucket? Did you fuck the bucket?
I didn't fuck the... There was no bucket to fuck.
Ah. So that's an actual thing?
Yeah, it's an actual thing. At AMC, not all theater.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Yeah, huh. I really wanted to see. I asked. I'm like, is the fuck bucket in?
They still have Taylor Swift buckets you can buy, though.
No, actually, they gave me one. They
They're
gave
actually
me
doing
one.
A cross promotion.
Taylor Swift. She's taking
bucket.
Over everything. She took over football. Now she's going to take over nerd culture.
Yeah. But Dune was good. I recommend it. I mean, I recommend anybody watch it. And, yeah. Really good. And the last hour was amazing, but I think they could have tightened it up a little bit. But what do I know?
Yeah.
I'm just on a fucking movie podcast.
All right.
Nice.
And then that was the, not to spoil or anything, but that was the best movie I've seen in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
I hope that includes Black Bear. anything else, Tone? What you reading lately? Anything?
Nobody else reading?
Huh?
I don't read.
No, I watched Sting Last Match last night.
Ooh. Oh, I heard that he
did
like
he die?
retired.
Yeah, he retired. No, he's like 64 years old.
Yeah, he needs to.
I meant did he die last night?
No,
no.
That would have made it good.
Dang.
Damn.
Holy shit. And, oh, was he dad?
Somebody didn't watch Owen Hart live.
I know.
I don't even know who that is.
He died live.
He died live, but awesome. That was not cool.
Yeah, it was terrible.
That's where you draw the line as wrestlers, but
wrestlers
not like,
dying during
not
matches.
Terrorism. It's wrestlers.
She has a watch out.
Owen. Sorry that your wrestler died, Tony.
Owen Hart, he was a saint.
Obviously not. He was a wrestler on TV.
I mean, he played the heel. Okay, the heel's the bad guy, right?
He
played the heel really a lot.
Let me tell you.
I don't know what that is.
A bad guy.
From everything I've heard behind the scenes, he was like, amazing. Like a stand
Let me tell you how
dude.
He died.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm good.
Oh, he got dropped.
No, you can't say.
I'm good.
No.
I don't care about wrestling, Tony.
The WWE literally dropped his ass.
They dropped the ball.
Damn.
It was terrible.
Yeah, Wes Lowell's like Sting would like come in through a like rope.
Like a zip line to this. Yeah.
They didn't hook him up and he just fell.
I think that was what? Like 97?
99.
Yeah.
In Kansas City, Missouri.
That's fucked.
Yeah, that was fucked.
Yep. But yeah, I watched him last match.
Did the match continue after that?
Would have been kind of awesome.
Yeah, like the rest of like because
like yes. You mean like his that's... opponent came over no. to his
no,
body
no,
and was just
no,
like
no.
No,
it's infamous because they continued the show
that
knowing he died. Yeah. And if you watch it, I've watched a pay per view after it like uncomfortable. People are crying.
That's dirt.
And they had continued the show.
Well, nobody ever said Vince McMahon was a good guy.
You said that a couple weeks ago.
Fuck Vince McMahon. You're like, fuck him. The show goes on. It's what he would have wanted. No, I don't think he would have wanted that. Wanted.
No.
I don't think that he would.
I think he would have wanted to stay alive, actually.
Yeah, actually.
If he could ask for like one thing.
I think if he was
someone to hook up the safety line.
Yeah, somebody do this shit right.
It was a good match.
Was it a good match? Did he win?
Yeah, he won.
Nice.
Somebody
went. It actually surprised me because I talk all the time about how I wish I had more time. Like I want to get back into wrestling, but like it's a time commitment.
Yeah, like I spend about 15 hours a week watching wrestling.
Yeah, like and I want to but like and I tell Katie that all the time that I wish I could just get back into wrestling. It'd be so good. But until I saw earlier the headline that he retired, I didn't even I just assumed he was done years ago.
Right.
No, he was. Because
he's so old. Same thing with Undertaker. He just retired like a year ago, didn't he?
Two and a half. Two, 3 years.
Was it two already?
Three, I think.
But I was surprised he was still wrestling.
He had been doing tag matches.
Yeah.
And
Sting had?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he'd been crazy. This one, he'd been jumping off shit.
Oh, like he's going out with a bang.
Dang.
Yeah, like the last 3 years, he'd been like, he like got up to that like, thing in the crowd and dove off into people. He was crazy.
Wow.
And there was like a glass like thing in this. Like somebody
Slipper?
Went through glass.
Someone went through glass?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Huh.
If you look up the footage, you can see his tag team partner went through glass and he was all bleeding. You're like, I'm just gonna go to the hospital real quick.
No big deal.
Huh.
Wick Flair was there.
Ugh.
It was really good.
Yeah. Cool. For him.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what did you watch?
I did the book of A Time to Kill and then I watched the movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. That book's amazing. Also, I told you last time, guys, that in preparation of Dune Part 2 coming out that I had read it again. Mm-hmm. And I just watched Part 1 this past week. Rewatched that shit. And then me and Aurora went out and saw Dune Part 2 this weekend.
Oh, nice.
I was also there watching it, Tone.
When did you go?
I did not fuck the bucket. God. But we did get Taylor Swift buckets. So that was nice. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know about that one.
Yep.
You hit the table.
This sounds like rain in my
Maybe it's rain from outside. But yeah, so we went to Part 2. Of Dune. Also, you know, I see people all the time or hear people all the time like online and stuff talking about like the movie star, like the whole concept of a movie star is dead. You know what I mean? Like nobody is like a Brad Pitt or something like that
so
anymore.
The fuck what?
And
I mean, Brad Pitt is still acting.
Yeah.
I just want to throw this out there that Aurora, I mean, she's an 18-year-old, right? Doesn't like sci-fi. She tagged along with me to a 3-hour sci-fi movie only because Zendaya was in it. And she, Aurora, never even seen part one.
Oh my
but
god.
She was like, "What? Zendaya at the theaters?"
I don't want to get down. He pissed me off. Zendaya, but you know, pissed me off in this movie.
I was even like telling her, like, it's 3 hours, it's a sci-fi movie. Like, right. You're probably not gonna like the movie, man. I know what kind of movies you, I'm your dad. I know what kind of movies you like, but
I mean, did she even
Zendaya
get
is that powerful?
Did she get
that got her to go to the theaters?
Did she get to flash forward scenes?
I was in her ear whispering things about the movie and the book.
Yeah, I'm like, this is
I'm like, in the, that's a reference to the book right there.
Oh, hey, this is a fuchsia scene. I don't know if you know, but this is in the fuchsia. What do you think?
It was awesome. It's like a masterpiece.
Dude. I know, 3.5, perfect movie.
It didn't even feel like 3 hours, and you guys know how I feel about run times.
Oh, it did.
But,
it did.
But I did not feel the 3 hours at all.
Oh, I felt it.
It flew by for me, and there was some changes from the book that maybe I didn't agree with completely, but to make this movie, I think it was the right choice. So... Like in the book, there's like a 3-year time
gap
jump.
Yeah,
that, but and then in this there wasn't, like, yeah. you know the little baby.
Yeah,
the little baby that's in the tummy the whole movie. That baby is like 4 years old in the book.
Yeah,
in the baby, second half of the book,
the baby that would never born, but they talk to the entire movie.
Huh. Yeah, and it was voiced by Anna Taylor-Joy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if they make a third, that
actually
that
they all kid, make an Dune Messiah that take supposed to take place 12 years after this.
See, and that's why they cast her, because there's gonna be a bigger time jump. But
he said the director said he gonna make Dune Messiah, and then he's done with Dune.
Yeah. I didn't like that because that kid's like really powerful and has like is really cool, but it was just stuck in the womb the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, but she talked the entire time.
Yeah,
did you want to fuck a worm, that little worm,
the little one that they fuck around with?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. I thought so.
Pocket pussy, dude.
It was a pocket pussy.
Shit. Yeah, watch that was really good. How do you say that guy's name, that filmmaker? Dennis Villeneuve or something? He is good.
He is.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? Hey, did he come with the ranking of all his movies?
No. I did come with a ranking of...
I've only seen two that I know of.
Oh, Prisoners?
Prisoners was fucking great.
What, Blade Runner?
No.
Oh.
The other one was... James recommended it, actually, a few years ago. And my mindfuck list. It was... fuck me. I told you about it already, actually, last week briefly, not on air, but off air. I can't think of the name of it, but it's a great movie. Super, super depressing.
Sicario, he also made?
He made that? I didn't see that one yet.
Yep.
Arrival.
That's the science fiction one, right?
Yeah, they're all science fiction. I mean, Seth Poisonold and that part, Sicario, but
he's... That's the...
Amy Adams.
Yeah, I saw that one. No, I saw two of them. Yeah. Three of them then.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Anything else before we get into this movie that we watched this week?
Yeah, watch Dune.
You can keep on going.
I've been working hard on that spider.
Yeah, you have.
I sent you guys a picture of that last night. Also, I want to point out that since we last recorded, the four of us went and hung out.
Yeah, we did.
Down at the Nightcap.
Yep.
And had a good time. We got dressed up.
They did a
most of us got
a genius concept of the Roaring Twenties night.
That was cool.
Which they said they were going to lock the front door, which they actually did. I wasn't sure if they were going to get away with that. I figured it might be a safety violation.
Safety violation? I don't know.
No, but I think like their doors, like when they're locked, though, I think you can't get in, but you can get out. Like you can get out.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I didn't think of that. But anyway, they locked the doors.
I mean,
then you
be
have to.
It's pretty safe if the fire was coming in.
That's true.
Yeah.
You have to enter through the alley entrance, and you had to have a password, which they hinted at all week long, which was really cool.
Let me tell you, Andrew, when he kicked me out, he really hurt my arm.
I can imagine. Oh. He means business. Fuck around.
Yeah, I got kicked out.
He knew you could take it, though.
Yeah.
Well, Tony was in there saying that he was a cop
the entire time. And this I was a constable.
And this is 1920s prohibition,
guys.
Yeah. I took names.
And then he announced he was a cop to the bouncer.
Yeah.
I think it was well within Andrew's rights to throw your ass out.
Yeah, that's exactly how it would have happened.
By promising him a cut.
That would also would have flew back then.
Because I was a dirty cop.
See, my favorite part, and it was great hanging out with you guys, and the whole atmosphere was awesome too, but my favorite part of the night was I was walking by the theater because they were also showing a movie at the same time in the theater next door. And I was walking by the door and I popped my head in, right? And inside there was just two people, a guy and a girl, and they were like two or three rows apart, right? Mm-hmm. But like they were just talking, like talk flirting, you know?
Cute.
And it was like I just like ducked my head in to like see this meet cute real quick.
Turns out that those two are both married and you just They're witnessed both married. Infidelities.
Oh,
and now you're just saying how affair. Cute it was.
Oh my god. I should that remind me of a Dune. I got a Dune part two. Theater story.
Okay.
Oh, were people having a meet cute in the theater?
No, I felt really awkward because I went to Target.
Uh-huh.
I kept on seeing this couple. When you keep on wanting to people.
Yeah.
It happened though. Like, okay. And I don't know who they were, but right. I'm like, this is weird. I keep on like four or five times. Like, boom. Yeah. But like, you know how it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Did that a couple times at the mall too. And then I like, this is weird. And then I got my ticket. They were like sitting the next up above me. Like, no lie.
I think it's fate that you guys are supposed to be a throuple.
That's what I was about to say.
Like, right? Like two seats away. And I'm like, oh my God.
So we're going to do this, right? That's all you got to say, Tony. We're going to do this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They knew exactly.
I didn't make eye contact after that. Like, this is so fucking weird.
Maybe they were following you.
Yeah, maybe they were trying to involve you in the throuple.
Yeah,
no, I was obviously following them because they already seated down.
Oh, they were sat first.
Yeah, they picked their tickets. Mm. I was on the long. It was awkward.
Maybe they knew where you would sit, and they were like, they've been watching you in the theater for a while now.
And they should have been wanting me to be proud of the twuple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn it. I missed my chance.
Yeah.
You finally talked me into, Tony, the rewards program out at the theaters.
And I got like 5 medium drinks.
That's what I've been telling people. Like, I have to. So I signed up for that.
No, it's free. And you get like $5 off the box office.
I know. $5 off. The Dune was the first time that I got to, you know, swipe it.
Yeah, like I get $5 off of the box office, the concession stand. I get free popcorn. I get 5 medium drinks. They never expire.
Every time I go to the movies with Tony, he's like, "Do you want a soda? Please have a soda.
Take this soda.
I have so many free sodas."
It's an ongoing joke with all the movie walkers. They're like, "I don't. I like get to get large because I get a free refill." I never use.
Right.
I never use
it's just the principle that you have.
Not even
there.
On your way out.
No.
When I get a large, I like to drink it, you know, because I don't want to go out halfway through the movie and get more drink. So I just refill it before I leave. So I got soda that night.
The large is the perfect amount for me for any movie. But like, what if I get medium, like, oh, if I get 2 medium, like, that's awkward.
Why is that awkward?
Can I kill them? Mm,
Start doing two mediums, Tony.
Okay. Then don't get me that.
But then where are you going to put your pretzel bites?
I know. Yeah. I don't know.
Up that's top? On the noggin?
No, because I'm going to spill.
Nah.
I said, I've been getting cheat codes.
Also, you're very graceful. I think you got this.
It's the tornado.
We got a tornado warning.
It's the tornado warning.
Oh, wait. No, this isn't Wednesday, is it?
No.
No, it's Monday. What did we record?
We have a tornado?
What?
Well,
It's not.
No, it's out. There's a potential for severe thunderstorms.
Oh,
but there's
no tornadoes.
No. I hate severe thunderstorms. I might leave early, you guys. I'm not going to lie.
I shouldn't get an ad podcast night one way or another, guys.
It's happening.
Abe's staying, though. She has a walk.
I just took all this energy to get dressed and come here for a thunderstorm.
Mm. Okay, so let's get into it.
Let's get into the movie.
Sure.
The meat and potatoes.
You guys want to talk
about it? Meat and taters. I didn't hate this movie.
I didn't hate it either.
Yeah. You guys didn't?
No.
You guys liked it?
It was all right.
I mean, it wasn't.
It was fucking uncomfortable. Yeah.
Which is what shocked me, because were you fucking around when you said that this you like this movie?
I'm holding my card pretty close to the chest.
Okay.
No, you're cool.
And you have a good chest.
Because that's what I figured you'd be the first one out because of how awkward movie was. Like,
there can't be room for more than a Tony awkward.
Yeah.
You know? That's how he watches movies.
Yeah.
This movie was fucking awkward.
That movie is Black Bear from 2020.
Yes.
Yep.
With Aubrey Plaza.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You guys didn't ever watch the last couple seasons of Walking Dead, did you?
No.
Didn't see the Walking Dead chick that's in this. She was the one that...
Yeah,
Princess. Yeah, Princess.
Oh, okay. You guys got far princess. Enough.
We just haven't watched the last season.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
No,
cool.
Princess is great.
We like Princess.
I know. I looked it up afterward. I was like, oh my God, where is this girl from?
Yep.
Oh, and then she's so familiar.
She got really Latina with something that she said. I'm like, is that Princess?
Is that her? I didn't call it. I had to look it up, dude. Yeah.
Oh, no. I fucking love Princess. Yeah. She's
That's
great
like
in
Abe's
this movie.
Favorite Walking Dead character.
Which is so weird because in real life, I could not be around somebody
no,
like that.
No, she would bug the fuck out of me.
Yes, but on the show,
she's funny.
It works.
Yeah, she's funny as shit on the show. And she's funny how annoying she gets to other characters.
Yep.
And then just not caring. Yeah. No, she was one of my favorite. And I liked her in this movie too.
Yep.
I will give this movie, it had really good acting.
Really
all
good.
Around.
Yeah. Yes.
All around great acting.
Yeah.
How do we summarize the plot?
I don't know.
Okay. So basically, I would summarize it two different movies.
Okay.
I don't think it was two different movies. I think the way that they intended it is that one is supposed to be real life in their movie, and then the other one is a movie that she made, right?
I don't know. It was writing.
Huh?
It seemed like
it was writing.
I think it was the movie that she was writing.
Yeah, that's where I took it, because they had the same cut scene three times throughout the movie before each section.
Of whole, like, on the dock.
Yeah, on the dock, going into the house, sitting at the table, and then writing something.
Yeah. So I figured that was whole writing.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Basically, I like that less than what I was saying.
Yeah.
Ew.
Basically, it's...
I tried to look it up, and it couldn't tell me. It just told me that it was about a person who has writer's block.
Yeah.
And then tensions get really high. That's pretty much all it told me, and I was like, all right.
All the summaries I read during and after this movie have basically been the first section, and that's it.
I've not read anything about this movie. I didn't know anything about this movie.
I didn't either.
And
didn't either.
Yeah, no.
We looked it up after.
Did you see a preview? I've not seen a preview.
No,
I have not.
I didn't even read a description for the movie before it started.
Nope.
Same.
Yep. No preview, no
Go
description.
Go blind. I like it.
Went blind.
Go blind.
And then, seriously, the first part of the movie, I'm just sitting here like, okay, but what the fuck is going on?
like, and then...
Awkward.
Like, and then I was really... Okay, I'm so confused about a lot of couple things. Like, when she was having a miscarriage...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got in a whack. Was that Will?
Or was
it
a movie?
I think according to what Abe just said, though, none of it was real.
That's just a theory. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
That's how I took it, was they were scenarios.
See, I took it as the first part happened. Or
yeah.
The second part happened.
Right.
With the filming... and all of that stuff. And then the first part was the movie that she made from that experience. Because that's where, and like, remember they had a conversation where she was talking about
it. Yeah. At the beginning, they're like, I don't have a husband. I don't, what happened to her husband? Was that part of the husband that she doesn't have anymore?
Maybe.
Because she kept on saying that, like, she made it the point, like, I don't have a husband.
Maybe the second part was her last filming experience. And then the first part is happening now. And that's like her after she's like writing her new movie. Actually, this is her trying to write a new movie.
Was any of that, I did not know this, I did not look anything up. Was any of them the same character, the same people? Were they all in the same, like, full staff in the second half?
No.
In that first half, though, there was only the three actors.
Yeah, the three people. But I didn't know if
and they were all. The other two were in the second part too.
They were.
Yeah, the one was the
director
film
was
director.
Yeah,
was everybody was all still in the movie.
And then the blonde girl was the blonde
because
girl.
I didn't notice because I was so confused.
But it was like their parts were switched. In the second part. You know what I mean?
I thought I would like that, but I'm like, I have no idea about. Yeah.
Which would kind of explain, to me at least, her. Because in the first section, I was very unsure of what Aubrey Plaza's motivation was. Like, where she, like, because she was an antagonizer, but to what end? Like, it felt really weird because she was kind of like a third party to their mess. And then she would kind of interject herself sometimes into it. So I'm wondering if you explain that by the second half already happened. So she's like already kind of on this warpath against men and anger and broken up marriages, and she's just kind of like fucking with it.
I was thinking the whole second part was all fake.
So you thought the second part was fake?
Yeah.
The first part,
which
was
could
real.
Be 100%
true. All of it, like they try to do like a movie about people filming a movie.
Okay.
And how that all intertwined.
Oh my God. Has anybody looked up to what the director of this looks like?
No.
Huh.
I should did.
Is it disappointing?
I want to punch him in the fucking face.
Oh my God. He looks like that one guy.
That picture is actually what I
envision
as the fucking director of this goddamn movie.
He looks like that guy you like who's in the UK and he was married to Katy Perry for a while.
Oh, Russell Brand.
Russell Brand? Yeah,
he looks kind of like
okay,
him.
I kind of see
ugly,
it.
But like not fully ugly.
Right.
Huh. He should look like a pretentious asshole.
You're just jealous of his hair.
I don't know.
Anyway, so I was wondering if maybe the first part was real.
Okay.
Okay. She went to this retreat and then the movie that she made afterwards.
This is what she wrote there?
This is what she wrote there.
So she wrote the movie within the movie?
But then why? But
like
then,
how this movie is a movie within a movie.
But in the second part, like when her and her husband are like really fighting and stuff, and he's like got her on the bed and he's like, I told you this movie would end us.
Yeah.
Like shit like that. Like, why would he say that about this movie? Because then
maybe
that
they were still being filmed.
But then the script wouldn't have any personal connection to him. It would have the personal connection
to Hole.
The couple from the first one, not with him.
But you also
he wouldn't even have been there.
You also can't take that because the whole time everything that he says to her is almost false because he's gaslighting her for the purpose
That's
of
true.
The movie.
Yeah, I pump her up.
Get right. her going.
Which kind of takes all the validity of everything he says out of question. So I don't know.
I kind of like it.
See, and I do too, but
it's fucking weird. I don't know which one's real.
Right.
What's fake? Is it all fake?
Yeah.
Is it all in her head? And the only real spot is when she's writing shit down.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is like thoughts of how a movie should go.
Okay. So there were like only two crazy. Like cut scene, like
two main scenarios.
Yeah. Because they were like, well, like on a piece of paper or whatever, a bear on the road or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Two of those.
Yeah.
All right.
Bear in the road, bear by the boathouse.
That's right. And then at the very end, you see the black bear. And does she, the black bear eat Hole?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Did anybody get that?
I was trying to hear if the bear got aggressive, but it didn't.
Okay,
so.
Because I
well, it ends on the bear comes up when she's at the window, right?
Yeah.
She goes watching towards the bear.
She goes towards the bear.
Yeah. See, in my head, I was like, oh, open that door, girl.
That's
let the bears get
open that
saying.
Door. Let that bear inside.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I did. But I didn't know if anybody had that interpretation.
Man, I was hoping she would do that shit, but she didn't.
Too.
She just went to the bear.
Which is stupid. And then it goes to black.
See, I'm telling you,
go
I
to
think,
black bell,
and then you get to make up your own interpretation.
Which I like that sometimes in movies.
I hate
so
it.
Do I.
I hate it, man.
But I don't.
It's one of my pet peeves in movies.
I don't like it in this sense, though, as much because I feel like he didn't give you enough to go off of.
Yeah,
I feel like this is legitimately because the second we got to the movie aspect of it, the second scene, I'm like, I'm thrown off enough where I'm like. It's hard for me to dive back into a story because I'm so hung up on the first half, which
I was
fucking loved.
I was invested in the first half, And then,
really? I fucking hated Super Size.
I was invested,
that.
And then like it took all that like momentum and like went down.
I don't know. I hate.
I was glad that they changed the first. I was done with that shit when it was done. I've been in
that relationship before. And it's just like PTSD for me or something.
Oh, agreed.
You know what?
It's like watching Gone Girl. I've been Gone Girl. I don't want to watch Gone Girl.
You know what I told Abe? I told Abe, you guys remember 13 Cameras?
Yeah.
The fucking boyfriend from 13 Cameras and how much of a piece of shit he was.
Yeah.
That's what the first guy, actually, he was the same in both.
Yeah.
So... That was him. He was so condescending and everything had to fight. Like
everything the girlfriend said, like, not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. Not really.
Yeah. First of all, I'm not calling you a professional musician. If you're not fucking making money, you're not professional. No. You're just a musician.
Like just like let her, like who cares? Why do you have to fight about it?
Why are you the small stuff?
Why are you?
Just move on.
Just move on.
Like, God, that happened. Shit was driving me. The first part, I swear to God, I was just uncomfortable and angry at this movie. Yeah. And then the second part, I was like, all right, I can get into this.
I was uncomfortable and angry the second part.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Why were you uncomfortable in the second part?
Not uncomfortable, but more angry.
Oh.
See, I feel like I was more on edge for the first section because there is no clear bad guy. They're all just bad.
Yeah.
And you're not sure who to hate because they're all just have their own agenda.
But I would have to throw in that I didn't think the blonde girl in the first part was bad. I thought she was pregnant and she had hormones.
Yeah.
And that guy was an asshole to her all night.
Agreed.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I didn't think anything really was like inherently.
But she wasn't helping
the
situation.
She wasn't great though because then she starts bagging on her for not being able to cook.
Yeah, but she.
And stuff like that. And it's like, and you don't have to say, if you're in.
She did get snippy.
Yeah. Right, and it's like, why are you getting snippy just because she doesn't know how to cook?
Well, see, that's the thing.
That's not a big deal.
Because she also took the path of the anti-feminism thing because she doesn't believe. So Aubrey Plaza doesn't believe that every feminist has to not want to be a housewife.
Yeah.
Then she attacked Aubrey because. That should be the goal of every feminist is you can't be a housewife. It's like you have the option to not be. But with her, like, so I feel like she was just as much of a bad guy. I mean, he was worse. Don't get me wrong.
And when she used that big wall and like, oh, you don't know what that means.
Yeah, that was a piece of shit move too.
Yeah, fuck that move.
And Aubrey Plaza was also terrible because she was making eyes, bro.
And then she was like, I knew what that wall meant. I went to like Stanford or whatever.
So
that's how I see her in real life, though. I do
too. And that's why she was perfect for her because she's
really
impossible to read.
Yeah. And that first part, definitely. But that second part, I really think that she just like.
She nailed it.
She nailed it, man.
Oh, she nailed it.
She did so good in that second
part.
Really which is why I love her because she's so versatile.
Yeah. Like it really, like that second part really busted out her acting chops.
Oh, yeah.
I was very impressed.
You should check out, I know you won't, but White Lotus season 2, because she's in that.
Goddamn TV show, Abe.
It's almost uncomfortable. There's some parts in there that's really
uncomfortable,
too.
It's only like 5 or 6 episodes. It's not terrible.
It's fucking good, though. And the third got picked up. What?
Yep.
Remember we've been watching the past 2 months? We started Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
We're going to start episode 8.
Oh my God.
Well, there you go.
2 months.
It's going to be less than 2 months. 2 months of your life, Brett.
I'm so excited too, because the little picture that comes with the episode description, it's got Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
It's finally introducing him.
Yeah,
I'm
buddy.
So excited to see it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that the scenes with him and Cillian Murphy are just
fucking fantastic.
Ooh, amazing.
Yeah, like chills.
You put Tom Hardy on the screen anywhere and he takes over.
True.
Oh, God damn.
But yeah.
Anyway, this movie is about this lady who is going to write a movie or is writing a movie or has written a movie. Or she's thinking about what the
movie could be.
And, although I will say the second part, obviously, it was my favorite because the first part was unfucking comfortable. Also, I just thought that there was going to be murder. So that's what I would go for.
Don't worry. We'll get through that and I'll kill count.
There kind of is in the first one, right?
Not really.
She crashes.
I guess, yeah.
It's she not crashed, so much murder.
By the way, she crashes on purpose.
I mean.
She jerked that fucking wheel.
I like to think that there's a 0.5 in now.
I rewound it just to be like, because I thought, we'll I mean, know. She jerked it, dude.
Huh.
We also don't know if they died, though.
Yeah.
We just know that they were screaming.
We don't know that they died.
Yeah. I'm not sure. But
and we heard bear growls, though.
Bear growls.
We heard crash, screams, bear growls.
Hopefully the dude died.
Is the bear real?
Like so much.
That's the thing, though. Is the bear real? Is the whole scenario real?
This movie's so dumb.
Like, why would this movie call Black Bear?
I have no idea.
Because there were black bears.
I don't know, black bear.
Also, the boyfriend's, she called him bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the second part, when he was her husband, she called him bear.
Okay.
Because the first part, the writer, she gets a
his name
Airbnb.
Was Gabe in the first.
Yeah.
Also, why the fuck would you want to either run an Airbnb or like an Airbnb or go visit an Airbnb when like I don't want to share that shit with the owner?
No.
If I'm gonna go rent an Airbnb,
right.
And the owners are there, being all fucking weird and arguing in front of me.
True.
Like how many people do you think that guy slept with that visited though?
But
that did that?
What they said was in the beginning when she asked if it was gonna be like an Airbnb or whatever, and they said that he put the word out to his friends that it's a place that artists.
It's an artist residency, basically. That's
so weird. Like you could go and like hang out with other artists. So I think that I'd go.
Yeah.
But
Sega shit like that started kicking off.
Bro.
We'd be out.
Actually, we probably see where we go, and then we would be out.
She tries to dip though.
Yeah, she did. Fucking Blondie.
From that conversation when it starts to get heated, she is like, "All right, guys, well,
I'm out."
And she's
I'm
just really high, bro.
I'm just really high.
she gets an Airbnb so she can get some writing done. The couple that owns the place. And run this Airbnb art facility thing, whatever.
It's fucking nice though.
It is cool. Ooh. And it's out in the middle of nowhere. They start like there's a huge argument between the couple and she kind of gets roped in and blah blah blah. And then she fucks the dude.
Yeah.
Yep.
She fucks him.
So
she fucks him.
And then the wife sees them.
Yeah.
Throws something at him, smashes
him
in
the back
face.
Of the head with a trophy.
Wife's pregnant.
Yeah.
2nd trimester.
Yep.
And then she has a stressful reaction because he pushes her. Dude pushes the pregnant woman.
Why would you do that? Fuck that guy.
I get you got hit in the back of the head, but she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
With your kid.
And then, she's
not pregnant anymore.
She's starting to bleed, and then they have to take her to the hospital. And then they get into a crash because they hit a bear.
We
don't know.
Because Audrey Plaza jerks the wheel.
Maybe.
Well, she jerked something again in that situation.
And then that's part one. And then part two is a bunch of characters making a movie.
Also, I love the film crew so much.
Me too, man.
I was confused about Baco.
Baco. Yeah.
Which one was that? Oh, that's
the cameraman. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
but that she totally fucks.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
And then, randomly, pretend she didn't fuck.
Did she fuck to like send in, what's her name? Blacko?
Yeah.
Blacko.
Blacko. Just call him Blacko.
Blacko. Jesus.
I seriously thought back as a Baco.
Baku. Yeah, sure. Baku. Something. I don't remember.
Who cares? She fucked him and then, like, okay, send in my husband. Hey, we're going to cuddle now.
Yeah.
I don't even feel bad for her. I'm like, get it, girl.
She's
a piece of shit, dude.
You don't get laid first. You gotta do the cuddle after sex cuddles, but you don't get the sex.
Yeah, they're manipulating her to get hitchcocking her to get
They hitchcocking that girl.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, fuck him. I don't care.
Baco?
Yeah.
He'd a man.
He's hot, but
he's a man. He totally bones Audrey Plaza and then hooks up with that Asian chick at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same also, night. The Asian girl had a fucking, didn't she have a girlfriend?
Probably.
No, the Asian girl was getting hit on by Princess's girlfriend, I think it was. Because Princess was with the blonde girl who had the nippy.
No, Asian was with Princess. No. But the one with the nippy was the one that the Asian they weren't together.
So, I think they were because she's like she told her you're barking up the wrong tree.
Exactly, you're barking up the wrong tree because that's my girlfriend.
Mm.
And then she's why are you smoking with her? And that shit wasn't mellow because she yells at her.
So wait,
on the porch.
So he hooked up with the married chick.
Yep.
And the lesbian.
Yep.
Man, and another blonde girl.
He's a man. Yep.
There was another blonde girl too, because the wardrobe girl that kept spilling the coffee over everybody. She was in the bed with him,
which was amazing.
Yeah.
That
was fun. The coffee.
Yeah, that was a good recurring joke.
Oh, it was.
But like that's why we have that club.
Guess you're wearing blue.
And then that script supervisor sucked that whole job.
That was so greatly awkward.
Yeah,
she could not keep track of what page they were on, and
she was terrible.
Oh, it was awesome.
But that was the one that was getting stoned, right?
Yeah. She was smoking while they were filming this. Like, you could probably hear it in the sound.
Yeah.
Like, dude was crunching celery, so I don't think it matters.
This dramatic scene.
But also, they ask for silence so they can get the ambient room noise.
Yeah.
But the whole time, Audrey Plaza's sobbing. See, so they don't even get the ambient noise.
That's what I was confused on, that little intermittent thing after the main scene, and they got ambient sound afterwards. That didn't make sense to me.
Well, I mean, you could edit it like a loop, I guess, but I don't know.
That's what people do.
They also said roll sound before the scene. Mm-hmm. So what sound are they going to roll? Why would they roll the sound that they're going to get in the after? That doesn't make any sense. I thought that
they were trying to get her crying. That's what I thought. Noises.
But he did have his hand over her mouth. So I thought that was weird too, but
I mean, you can so edit that without the ambient. You can get the ambient anytime.
Right. I don't know. It just.
They're going to have to come back later and get it.
I didn't understand, like, why they made that so awkward. Like, let me just hold my wife who just went through an emotional breakdown while the whole set stands and watches.
Yeah.
Also, I love that everybody, like, knew what was happening and they were, like, all pretty pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their faces were like, this ain't right.
None of them were approving.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Which I love that, at least.
But they sure had fun at the after party.
But yeah, they still fucking did it. And went to the after party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Dude, honestly, I would have killed everyone. I would have killed them all.
Like if you were Audrey
Maybe
Plaza?
Maybe not the crew. I would have killed. Yeah. If I was Audrey Plaza, there's my fucking husband with Maybe this not blonde kill bitch. That bitch getting fucking killed.
Maybe not the whole
full
crew,
ass.
But yeah. The,
oh,
the,
she's
the husband
full killed.
And blonde chick.
No, he just gets knocked out and then he can wake up with her dead body.
Like even 100%. After, even
I'm
after
pissed.
He fucks her?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so pissed just thinking about it. Like just the whole thing of him being such a piece of shit to get her to act right.
Getting so giddy about it. Yeah. That's what gave me goosebumps. Oh. The fact that him and her were both giddy as fuck. Like, ooh, let's do this.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
You come out 5 minutes after I do, and we'll mess each other's hair up so it looks like we're boning.
And then we'll stare each other longingly throughout the entire time.
I would have quit the movie, actually. I would have been like, all right, I'm out.
I'm done.
Divorce.
Done.
Don't care.
Fuck this.
Yeah. That shit's crazy.
You'd
this
be like,
movie,
I'm only here because of Abe.
Yeah. And, peace, bro.
And let's be honest, the life jacket was in the scene and that pissed me off after he threw it off. Like, that's so insane now.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
This movie made me so fucking uncomfortable, but I loved it. I think I loved it.
The movie?
Thinking and talking it out, I think I might have loved this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to give it another watch, but I definitely don't feel as negative about it as you two.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what? I'm not negative. Just want to tell you my review, man.
Okay. All right.
I mean, that's the movie.
That's the movie.
That's the movie.
Yeah. So should we get into the rest of it so we can start giving our thoughts too?
Let's do it.
All right. Sounds good. And that was Black Bear from 2020. But wait, there's more. We're going to hear from our podcast family, the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, the PFPN.
What?
We're going to hear from them and we'll be right back with trivia, kill count, ratings. I guess we already said what next week's movie is.
Kind of, but we'll recap it for
everybody. Okay, we'll recap. All right. Sounds good. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, thepfpn.com. You guys are
awesome.
Awesome.
Boom.
Not.
I've heard it both ways. So, trivia?
I got a little bit, not much. Okay. There's only five.
I figured with these little.
I mean, there's going to be six.
There's going to be six.
Yeah.
The movie is loosely based on Lawrence Michael Levin's dreams. He wanted to capture some parts of his dreams into the screenplay.
Bro, I love that. I love that.
Like, what fucking parts?
What? The fucking bear? Like, the cheating?
You couldn't even put cool dreams into it? Yeah. It's just like drama dreams? Yeah. Huh.
I don't know.
The other night, I had a dream that I had to kill my boss.
Did you?
I did not because I woke up before I could kill him, but I was stalking.
That's Tony's friend, right?
Boss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw, he's cool.
Yeah, I had to kill my boss because he was doing bad things. So I was like, all right. I'm going to go kill you. So yeah, that was my dream. It was awesome.
Filming took place in Long Lake, New York in the summer of 2019.
Long Lake, New York.
Aubrey Plaza, Sarah Gordon, and Christopher Abbott stayed in town of Saranac Lake, New York during filming. They had a one-hour drive to set of the cottage, which was 5 miles up a dirt road, which is pretty interesting. Okay. And since obviously a lot of these suck, I'm not going to lie. This is the worst one. I have to give you the worst.
Okay.
The movie was loosely shot in chronological order. The first half was filmed before the second half.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
How loosely chronological are we getting here?
Maybe they're saying that because maybe that second part is real then.
No.
Why would they put that in the trivia? That, it's filmed correctly.
Because they wanted to.
Now I'm fucking thinking trivia. That the second part's real, happened in real life, and that part is the movie.
Okay, so I think I got a good trivia little
note. Okay.
And our trivia, which if you guys didn't catch it, the black bear is the same bear that was in Cocaine Bear.
It's true.
It is true.
It's true.
Yep.
I've heard it. Cocaine Bear was a black bear?
Yeah.
That's a little disappointing.
Can you do a second one?
Oh, yeah. What do you want?
Put something like the original runtime was like 9 hours long. Or like 4 hours long at least.
Yeah.
Like the rough cut. Or not.
Director's cut was. Yeah,
the director's cut. Because he's a pretentious bitch.
No, I do like the idea of basing it on dreams. I do like that concept, and I can kind of see it in this, but I don't feel
too.
Like...
Me too, I can't, though. I like that idea, but I can't see it. Like, what the fuck?
I feel like it's so, if it's anything, it's so hodgepodge of like, oh, I saw this lake house in a dream. Oh, I saw a girl with a red swimsuit and a towel in a dream. It's not a cohesive, I don't feel like, because there's no overstory for this one to me.
His wife was cheating in his dream. Dude, I have cheating dreams all the time.
I know you do.
Shit's crazy.
I get those daggers every morning.
So does Katie.
And then I just want to smack
And then she's
you.
Mad at me the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's the most annoying.
It's such a common dream for people, though. The betrayal.
Yeah, but like, don't wake up mad at me for something that dream
you
Brent
can't
did.
Be mad at someone's emotions.
Nah.
See, that's when I've done this to Ashlyn a few times. That's when you throw in the Inception logic of, well, that person was part of your subconscious, so that means you're cheating on yourself.
He does do that.
Yeah, that's what I do.
He says that I cheat on myself all the time.
Yeah.
Lawyered.
I just Christopher Nolan'd your ass.
So was there a kill count? Are we counting the baby?
I don't think we can because we don't know they're dead.
I mean, I know that technically we don't, but she miscarried that baby.
We don't know if she miscarried, though. Oh.
Technically, we don't know that she was pregnant.
That's true. I never saw a pregnancy test.
Well, we don't know that first half is real. That's my big argument.
Is this pretentious enough?
We don't know
what was real and what's
what
not.
What logic to follow.
Fuck that. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's true, though.
I know. I'm not saying you're dumb for having that thought. I'm saying this movie's fucking dumb for putting that thought into your head.
Oh, damn. The original cut of the film was 4 hours long and received a 16-minute standing applause at the Cannes Film Festival.
Dang. I like it.
It sounds so good.
The Cannes thing makes it sound legit.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Good job, Tone.
Still another week not banned from IMDb.
Boom. Not yet. We're getting there.
We're going to get there.
All right. That was trivia.
So your hand's pretty open. I feel like you should go first.
First off, kill count.
Kill count. We haven't decided.
Are we kind of?
Are we going with zero?
Okay. I have an idea. What are kill count at the moment?
We are currently at 57 and a half.
Can we go to 0.2?
I don't think we should because we don't know they're dead.
Yeah.
That's why we don't know.
We don't know they're dead. We don't know what's a fucking
that's why dream. What's two.
And we didn't hear anybody die. And I thought we were only supposed to count people if we see them die.
Yeah, it's true.
And see, I
haven't seen anyone die.
We haven't had a death in a movie in a while. And you are right, Tony. We do need to pad our kill count. However, I feel like if we open this door, if we open this door, we're going to have to make a lot of exceptions in the future.
Oh, fuck. And Ashlyn will use that against us.
100% I will.
Well, that and I don't know. That's a lot. This is already hard enough coming up with our own rules for this.
Okay,
let alone exceptions in the future.
Well, I guess whoever is going to get the mystery trophy at the end of the year is not going to get one today.
They are not. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. So we remain at 57 and a half.
All right.
Ratings.
Ratings. And Abe wants me to go first.
I feel like you should since you seem pretty.
I was annoyed with this movie.
Yeah. You've been most verbal.
Five. No, I'm just joking. No, man. I'm going to go with two because of the acting. It only gets a two because of the acting. I didn't like one of my big pet peeves in movies is when you open to interpretation. Like, I don't want to interpret your movie. Tell me your story. Like, I don't want, like, if I, like, and I like movies that make you think, right? But I like movies that make you think, like, on the theme or something like that.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to, like, go into this movie, not know what's going on, and then spend an hour with you guys talking about, like, well, maybe this was it. Well, maybe this was it. Well, maybe this was it. Like, that's all this whole conversation, we're all just running circles because we don't know what the fuck we just watched.
So this could be a question for the beef episode, but I'm going to ask you now. You can shoot me down if you want.
Oh,
I need like parameters, like Inception. Is that too far of a?
No, because I think that, I mean, Christopher Nolan in that, like you know what's going on at
so
all times
I
in
guess
that movie. Yeah, it's complicated, but like he sets out clear rules. And those rules aren't real in our world. That's fine. Like, but he sticks to like the parameters that he set for himself. This movie doesn't even set parameters for itself.
I guess my question was more concerning the end. In your
interpretation?
Yeah.
Oh,
are
I
you
don't
fine
think
with
that's,
those?
I don't think that. I know that there's an argument.
Yeah.
That, but I mean, you clearly see a wobble before it cuts to black. Like,
right.
I don't think there's an argument there on the end of.
No, I'm just curious. Like, I need to know parameters on when, how far is open to interpretation that makes you comfortable to where it's just bullshit.
Yeah.
That's me. That's what I was trying to do.
I don't know. I just feel like anybody can make a fucking movie that doesn't make sense and then be like, oh, open it to interpretation.
Yeah.
Like, or you just, like, didn't, I don't know. You could put some thought into the script.
Right.
I don't know. Two.
Two.
That's me.
Boom.
How about you, Abe? We'll pepper this.
Okay. We'll pepper it. So I am very on the fence because I was completely enthralled at the beginning of this movie. The shift between the two stories caught me way off guard, man. And it lost me for a little bit. Oh, that's sexy.
Oh, I'm scared.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, no, because Abe's going to reveal something.
I am. It caught me off guard for a little bit, but it did suck me back in eventually.
Yeah.
I thought the shift was needless, and it only raised more questions. I like more questions, but like you said, Brett, there is a line where I don't feel like he had full direction of where he wanted to go.
Yeah.
I feel like it was more a linear thing of cool concepts that he kind of mashed together. All that being said, it did involve a bear. It does involve Aubrey Plaza.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And she's got a sex scene.
And she's got a sex scene.
And she wears a cute red swimsuit.
Is he Brett waiting this?
I'm gonna give this one
a 5.
No, I'm gonna give it a 3. It's got room for improvement, but it's not terrible by any means. I've seen much worse and I've seen better.
Yeah.
3.
Also, speaking of sex scenes, sorry, real quick. I also watched Suitable Flesh with Heather Graham. And I've always thought that Heather Graham, she's cute.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
Dude, she's fucking gorgeous.
She's got some sex scenes in this. It's like some of the sexiest shit I've ever seen.
Heather Graham.
And I've seen a lot of porns.
That's
the 70s girl. Not the first girl, but the 70s girl from Austin Powers.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Heather Graham. Yeah, from also, second. She was in Scrubs.
And Arrested Development, she was the teacher.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, who loves Saddam Hussein.
Yep.
So if you want to see some of the sexiest scenes you've ever seen and you like Heather Graham, you need to see this movie.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Tony. Okay,
I'm going to do something unprecedented here.
Okay.
Okay. In my mind, this is two different movies.
Mm-hmm.
The first half and the second half.
Yeah. Are you gonna give this two different ratings like you did with?
Okay. Do your thing.
Okay.
Because this nullifies that argument, right?
Huh?
To me, that nullifies the Grindhouse argument.
Oh, that's true. I see what you're saying.
Oh, good, good. Never mind. I'm not doing that.
I'm just joking. Keep going. Nope.
No, do it. Do what you do, Tony. You know what?
Good call.
Damn it! Did I talk you out of that?
Yeah, you did. Never happened. Okay. So. I was really invested in this movie before the mid split. I was like, what's going to happen?
Right.
What's going to happen to the baby? What's going to happen at the hospital? Okay. This is just getting interesting. Okay. Oh, and then they're like, it's a fucking movie in a movie now. Are you fucking serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like, of all the things you could have done, I it took away from that because I was like, it took me out of the movie because I was like so invested. Yeah. And then I'm like, I got to get used to these new characters.
Well, see, and that's the other thing. Sorry to step on your toes. Like,
yeah.
But it makes everything you experienced in the beginning pointless. It's like, so I went through all that for nothing.
Yeah, because I was emotionally invested.
I was
that point.
So glad. I was like, oh, thank God.
Oh, you're the opposite.
Yeah. I was like, thank fucking God that's not real because I couldn't.
Actually, now that you're saying it, I completely agree with you about that whole thing, Tony. Like when they cut, like it was just getting good.
Like,
and you were excited to see what the fuck's
going
to happen.
I was in this movie. I'm like, okay, this is writing the full sauce. I'm like, okay, where are we going to go? You know, like a movie making thing now. We're making a movie to show that like, ooh, we make movies, pretentious. Yeah. It felt like that. And I was like, it lost me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I may get 2, but it could have been 4.
Is that what you would have gave the first part?
See, that was gonna be my loophole around the Brett thing. Is what was your rating until
you'll
the shift?
Know. I mean, it was riding a 4.
It was riding a 4.
Okay. I could see it riding a 4 for me too.
Yeah. And then when the split happened, I was like, it lost me.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna go do that in the entire movie because don't split it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least make some kind of throwback at the end to acknowledge the beginning.
Yeah.
Somehow to wrap it up into some kind of a bow.
Because it felt like a waste of time because I really wanted to know what happened to these guys.
It felt like padding at that point.
And I felt cheated a little bit.
Yeah.
Touche.
Ashlyn?
I don't agree with any of that or anything that you guys said, I guess. I liked it. I hated the first part. I would have quit the movie if it kept going.
Okay.
Because it was too fucking much, too soon and too fast. Like all of a sudden this lady's about to like, you know, either have a dead baby or she's going to get fucked up or whatever. Like it's too fucking much too soon. She only knew the guy for, you know, a couple days and then she's going to fuck him. And I don't know. It's a whole thing. I can't. So, yeah, I would have quit and I would have given it a 0. But then the second part came along and then I got to see all the crew members and that they were really fun. And at least they kind of had her back. Still pissed me off This movie pissed me off a lot. So I'm going to give it, I'll probably give it a 3. Maybe 3.5.
3.5?
Yeah. This movie wasn't bad.
Nice.
It did piss me off, though.
Yeah, I pissed everybody off.
I would have fucking murdered.
Yeah, it pissed everybody off in its own little way.
In its own little way.
And you know what?
But the movie didn't piss me off because of the movie. Movie pissed me off because of what was happening in the movie. And you know what it reminds me of? And it's so weird, is Funny Games.
Yeah.
That's what it makes me feel like. And I fucking love Funny Games, but I hate Funny Games. So that was this movie. The actual movie didn't piss me off. What was in the movie itself pissed me fucking off.
And I hate that it pissed me off because I feel like that director, even more so since you showed me his picture.
Yeah.
I feel like that director would just love that I hated his movie.
That's true. He you know what I mean? Would. Oh,
100%. Yeah. You know he's that
motherfucker. You don't get it.
That's what it's here for.
It's what it's here for. It's art.
He's laughing at me. He's listening to this fucking thing because he does that. And we're like, oh my God, they don't get it. I'm such a fucking genius.
I'm so much smarter.
100%.
I'm going to joke
on. Honestly, I love this movie though. And I'm like, I'm kind of like, good job, dude.
Really?
Don't record this.
I'm being serious. I did not mind it.
I'm nowhere like near as pissed. Did. Yeah. No.
Like, it was fine. I've watched shittier fucking movies on this podcast. I'm okay.
I would not hesitate to watch anything else by this guy, to be honest.
No, me neither.
That was not enough to throw me off of him.
But if every movie is like the first part of this movie,
I'd give him another chance.
I would not
him another chance.
It's not Dogtooth for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Academy Award nominated director.
Which is fucking bonkers because Dogtooth is shit.
But it's crazy. He will forever be an Academy Award nominated director.
Good job, guy.
I mean,
although maybe this guy will too. Oh, maybe not. I don't know if this got anything.
He's got actually quite a few other movies that he's written, directing credits. He's got a couple directing credits, like 3 or 4.
So yeah. That was it.
That's
also,
it.
I fucking love Aubrey.
Love her.
Me too.
She's so fucking good. Me too. It's
she
crazy.
Did. And she did good. I do like that she can make these stupid fucking movies like this.
Yeah.
Because she's got that Parks and Rec money. You know what I mean?
True.
Like that's always good. And like, even though I could see why she as an actress would want to take the part, especially in that second half.
Oh yeah.
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 Also, the guy, her husband, dude,
Chris
was
Rabbit.
Like really fucking good.
Yeah.
He
fucking pissed me off.
Yeah.
I didn't like the blonde too much.
I didn't really care for her. She kind of sunk into everything to me.
Yeah.
She didn't stand out.
But yeah.
Princess stood out more than her. And she was.
Yeah, but is that only because we know her from?
Not necessarily.
No, she was pretty funny.
She ate tilapia and she had shits the whole thing.
She had shits. And then she tries to get high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To calm her tummy down. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh, she had a lot of good vibes with her.
And I'm like, man, Beth's watching this high right now, and he's doing just fine.
Yeah. Hi, what's that?
The opposite of low. So
hit them high, hit them low.
That's right. Tune in 2 weeks when we discuss Mr. Boogity from 1986.
Mr. Boogity. And then it's my movie, The Shining.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep.
And then it's my movie.
Ooh.
It's a Murder on the Dance Floor.
Another movie I didn't really care for.
Which is bonkers. That movie is fucking great. I gave it a 5, didn't I?
Yeah.
That's a same. 5.
Yeah, you guys seemed excited. I didn't want to bring down the conversation by talking about how I didn't like it.
I mean, I did.
You have to give fucking ratings.
I mean, I liked it, but it also made me so uncomfortable.
That's so funny because this movie made me that uncomfortable.
Thank you, everybody.
It was crazy.
And that's it for us, folks. Thanks for hitting that play button. Do yourself a favor and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next week.
Speaking of being high,
that's what you fucking were saying.